America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, what's up, Cherry's World Podcast? Welcome to Season 4. I am your host, Cherry Johnson. My co-host is Mr. Courtney Blackman. And today, I have a very special guest in the house who really doesn't need much of an introduction because you definitely know who she is if you know who I am. I have known this woman for 40 years. She has played my cousin. I am introducing somebody who I was so ecstatic to get to work with because it was actually a childhood dream. I'll give you a hint. When I first met her, she was backstage of Star Search. She won that night. And I have been a fan and a friend ever since. Come to find out, was she my cousin? So without further ado, please stay tuned so that you can meet, well, you already know her, but you're going to meet her like I know her, okay? Miss Countess Vaughn.
Podcast coming through your beat stereo. It's Cherry's World, so let's go around like a merry-go. Plug your phone in, make sure it got a full battery. Download it Wednesday, listen to it Saturday. She cover all topics, whatever you after. She got ball players, authors, doctors, actors, rappers, singers, entrepreneurs, divas, leaders. Androids or Apple, turn up your speakers. Trying to shoot my shot like the vaccine. Whether it's Cherry or Maxine, whether the podcast or acting, she that queen. PYT, you know what that mean. Saw you on TV and touch the screen, touch on you. I plead Lucy's got a crush on you. It'll mean the world to get a blush from you. Teaspoon to me, leave you sleep like Robitussin do.
Okay, so when I did the intro, I talked about you, Countess, and I said that I fell in love with you 40 years ago. The first time I was introduced to you was at Star Search.
Yeah.
Yes, you sang against Amy and you won. Girl, I would, your mama may have. I ain't never forgot it. I can't sing for nothing in the world. But you sang and the whole audience, like I was there cheering on my girl. You know what I'm saying? And I fell in love with you. Like we all got chills.
That's right.
And then the next time I saw you, you were on 227.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah. I said, one day, I'm going to work with her.
And we did. And it was just like, and then later on, I found out that we had family connection.
Yes.
And so we're all connected. So I'm excited.
Yes.
You so know, cousin, that's so crazy.
Just she's related to circle. My little brother.
Huh?
I said, you're related to my little brother.
That's right.
Yes.
And we found out that we were related. So I'm like, you know how we are. We found out we related, you know, hey,
we was already cousins when we were like eight. And then I got to play Tiffany and I was your cousin on the Parkers and we was cousins.
Like crazy.
Yes.
It was like, God was like,
I walked on the set the first day. And I know you weren't part of the auditioning process, right? But I auditioned several times before they gave me the job.
Really?
Several. Like, and then it was me and another actress, and we had to come in back to back to back to back.
Uh-huh.
And it was vigorous. And I
well, you know, if I would have had anything to do with it, I've loved you from the first time I saw you.
I
mean, I was a fan first, being in Oklahoma, watching the show, Punky. And thank I was just you. Like, I love her. Thank I love you. Her so much. I don't know. I just love her.
Oh.
And thank Star you. Search, we got together and I was so excited. And then you being on the show, that was just icing on the cake, you know.
It was everything. And it's a memory that I hold close to my heart. And it was like one of those things that I really believe that we manifested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe in that totally.
I do too. And I think we need to manifest some more.
Don't we?
Yeah.
We do a show together, definitely. And people always ask me, when are you coming back to Hollywood? When Hollywood wants my ass.
When did you leave is my question.
Exactly. You know, they don't see the reality show that I've done or anything. And then I'm all about family. When my dad got sick, it was like, bye.
So my deepest condolences. I wanted to write you. I didn't know how, honestly, because I didn't know until I asked you to do the show.
You know what? It's the type of thing where God blessed me with 2 years to be up under my daddy. And I mean, we had a ball. We had a ball together. And that was my best friend. It's been a couple of months and I'm getting through it, but I'm happy. You know, he's free. And no more pain.
And there's
I'm not
no
one of those, that, you know. Now, I do have my moments.
Of course. I was,
you know, I was in the closet with his boxes and t-shirt on with his tie around my head with his cologne on.
There's no
you know,
doubt.
I'm daddy's girl, so in I had my moment.
If you knew Countess in real life, you know that any job that she had, daddy was there.
Yeah.
Daddy was there daily. Checking on his baby.
Yes. So my therapy is I want to have a daddy day where everybody will dress like their dad. You know, me, I'm personally going to have my white beaded shirt on, my boxers and some church socks on. So that's how I'm addressed to express how my dad, you know, when he wasn't, you know, he was a funeral director. He was always in suits, very conservative. So, you know, when he was laid back, you know, we would see him around the house. He would have on, you know, his sweats and stuff like that. So I want to represent the laid back Leo. You know, we have a daddy day. Everybody, you know, father, deceased or not, dress like your daddy.
That is so cute. I'm going to dress like mine.
Everybody take selfies. Yeah, everybody have to take selfies. You know, because our fathers are not, you know, they don't care about them. When it comes to Mother's Day, the women, they get flowers and all of that. This is our way of saying, hey, we love you.
That's cute.
We love you, Black man. We love you. We ain't going nowhere. Mm-mm. So, because I had an excellent father.
I'm telling you.
I was spoiled. I've seen a certain thing. So now, you know, setting the bar when I'm out dating, it's like, no, my parents were married for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. When I saw you, I saw your dad.
Right. He saw my mom and he still was like, oh, y'all need to leave. We knew it's time to go, daddy. It's mom and daddy time.
Really?
You know, he still had that spark in his eye for my mother.
Oh.
So. That's what I want.
Hey, Cherry brought it up, and I actually forgot about that. Tell me, do you have any memories of playing on 227?
Beautiful memories. You know, they weren't just negative. I know they wanted to go in on the reality show, you know, the negative parts, but I had beautiful memories of hanging out with Regina King and Curtis and Jack A. They brought me in and taught me the ropes. I didn't know anything about acting, but I was on their first day and I messed up on my line. Girl, do you know I said cut?
You did?
Yes, honey, I screamed that out. Yes, I was the director.
I remember you, because I used to, that 227 used to come on Saturdays. And I remember when you came on and then all of a sudden you weren't on there no more. And I remember being young and like, damn.
I went up the stairs and never came back. You know how it goes.
Now I know that's an inside joke. I get it.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, like a year or two later, that Bill Cosby brings on Raven Simone. And to me, she reminded me of you on 227, the like real smart, intelligent. You know, it reminded me. It's like they kind of, I mean, I know it's all NBC. It seemed like they kind of took that.
Yeah, they do that. It's a flattery thing. You know, they see something in a character and, you know, they basically want to draw off of that and do another show. Yeah. It's like that.
Speaking of drawing off of it and doing another show, girl, years later, you turned around and got your own show.
Yeah, that was exciting. It was different. You know, I didn't think I could do that, but you know what? God was there, you know.
What you mean you didn't think you could do that?
Well, you know, I'd always been a part of a show where, you know, I was just a supporting actor, and now this was going to be, you know, this is about you, boo. This is not you just going and saying a couple of lines and being funny. This is it.
And you did it and you killed it.
Yeah.
And it's legendary.
Definitely.
Okay. But there's one thing that I haven't got from you that I really wanted. And let me tell you something. I don't watch reality TV. I'm so sorry. So I don't know the stuff that happened on those shows. I know that my cousin was on the shows with you.
Yeah.
But I want the album. Am I ever going to get the album?
I do too. It's just with the thyroid and me being hoarse all the time, I don't feel like playing with a record label, you know, and just like, okay, today I can do it. I don't know, you know, I don't want to go through that. So it's mainly on my part, as far as, you know, I might do a song or two, but after what happened with the reality show and, you know, how Carlos played it to get ratings.
I don't know, because I don't watch it.
Well, basically, what was done was my rehearsal track was played as a main track. And we went along with it, you know.
But anybody that knows you knows that you can sing. You don't sing, yeah. You can sing. Since you was a little baby, you could sing.
So, you know, I still do it.
You do?
You know, the sound has changed. I sound older because, you know, I've always had an older sound.
Yeah.
So now I'm like Tina Turner now.
But God, Tina Turner got that voice.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's really what I want to talk to you. I don't want to have the conversation that everybody has. If they want to know how you got started in entertainment, we can Google that, right?
Right.
If they want to know about the mess that is on reality shows, they can watch YouTube and find it, right?
Right.
I want them to know the beautiful young lady that I was introduced to when I was young and how life and the journey has manifested for you.
Just growing, you know, being in and out of different relationships and just, you know, getting to the normal side, you know, after Hollywood.
Yes.
You know, becoming a mom. I have an 18-year-old now.
How old?
And my son is 18. And my daughter's 13. So I don't have any babies. I'm done.
Oh my God. I just
did that
so much. You know, one of the things, do you remember Vicky Lowry?
No.
Okay, so Vicky Lowry was on the show earlier. She played my cousin on Punky Brewster a long time ago. She sang. She grew up with Tasha Scott and Char.
Yes.
So you probably do remember. We were talking about male groupies. And I'm telling Courtney all the time, male groupies are real. And there's a certain group of men who we've all dated.
Yes.
Accidentally. We didn't do it on purpose.
Okay, who is it?
Oh, I wasn't going to name names.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk later. What we do together.
Yes, but I was just going to talk about, like, how hard is it to really have a relationship when you've grown up on TV?
It's really hard, you know. First of all, they fall in love with the character that they've seen. And they, you know, do that Kim stuff. Yeah, come on. And it's like,
I'm sorry.
You know, you're not as bubbly as your character. Yeah. And you want to say, yeah, that was acting. This is me. This is the real deal.
You're nicer because you say that was acting. And I say, because you can't afford my quote. And then the relationship. Hey.
Right. So it's just like, you know. Art. Have you ever ran into like the couple where the girl is like upset and the guy is like, you know, you my hall pass.
Yes.
My girl said, if I ever ran into you.
Yes.
You know, I could. Yeah. And you like, really?
Well, and you're no, like apologizing.
Yeah, because I tend to play close to wifey. Like, yeah. You know, boo, He ain't even my type. You might be my type. I mean, if he don't get up on my face, don't do that, you know. But yeah, that's life in Hollywood.
And
that's the reason why I can't stand it now. It's like it's crazy.
Yeah.
I get on there and you see what people are popular for or what they are on TV for, and you go, really? I'm done.
All
I'm
this
done.
Talent I got, and y'all going by Instagram.
I'm moment. So cool. Mother just sit on the side, and you know, if it's good, you know, 4 stars, but I'm just like really turned with off. Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm. It does turn up. What were you gonna say, Courtney?
I was gonna ask her, because you're talking about Hollywood and how it's changed. How do you feel about one of your old co-stars? Monique, you know, like being quote unquote
boisterous with everything that she's done. That's her journey. I love her. We talk all the time. We're still close. That's like, you know, my second mommy. So, but you know, sometimes we'll agree with what she's speaking on, and there are times that, you know, I may feel like I wouldn't have done that, but that's my personal. It doesn't stop me from loving her, and it doesn't stop her from loving me. She's like a real mom. As soon as she found out my dad passed, she was like, what you need? You know, she was just on it. Same with Brandy. You know, people always want that drama between us, and it's just not going to happen. We're not going to give it to them.
Us as black women,
we need to support each other.
Well, no, I wasn't asking
anytime
about
anytime I see somebody that likes to come against that and you know, really wants us to just be at each other.
No, that's not where I was going with it. I was saying,
no, I'm not saying, babe, you were. It wasn't okay. Nothing like that. But that's, you know.
Now, when I see like 50 Cent saying I'm going against Hollywood and I'm giving Monique, I'm bringing her back. I don't care what they say. I'm bringing her back. That's why I wanted to know, like, how'd you, I thought that was just dope.
It affected me too, because I mean, whatever they say about her, they assume birds of a feather. So if, you know, she was having a hard time getting something, I definitely was, because they feel like, you know, they believe that she's my real mama.
Right.
In fact, Monique said she got condolences about my dad. She called me. Because they thought, you know,
right.
I said, well, thank you.
I didn't know until the other day, till I was looking at your Instagram page.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my poor baby.
Countess, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm trying to be a good dad like your dad. I got to go to my daughter's violin.
I understand.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. I'm glad to meet you. Great.
Nice meeting you.
I hopefully talk to you again.
Okay.
I love you. Right. Bye, Court. Countess, you know what? You said that sometimes it's just a lot, right? I don't know if you know my journey, and we'll talk off, but I've moved away. I don't live in California anymore. And part of the reason that I moved away is because I needed that break. Gary Coleman played my brother when I was little, and Gary held my hands in the gas station not long before he passed. And he said, why are you still here? Take some time, kiddo. Get away. Think and do stuff that you love. And it wasn't until I had my daughter and I was standing in ballet. She was
right. I know you before you.
Yes. You've known me forever. Like literally since I was a baby. My daughter is now 7. So you've known me since I was my daughter's age. I was standing in ballet with my kid. And I was recording her for her father. And the whole time there was a man behind me talking about, so what was it like being on Family Matters? What was it like working with Urkel? What was it like? What was it like? What was it like? And I was like, I can't even send this recording to her father and my family because they don't want to hear that. They just want to see this cute little girl in a tutu.
Right.
And it was enough for me. And I had to, I wanted to run. Do you ever feel like you just, not that you're not thankful for the life that you lived, not that you don't own Kim, you know, not that you didn't love being the characters, but is it ever just too much?
I think when you get poo-pooed on the projects that you have done since then, and then people don't even recognize it, that's what it bothers you. It's like this character took over your life, and you want to say at the end of the day, I'm a real person. Right. People don't care as long as they write you off, because first of all, they think you're super rich.
Yeah.
And so any emotion or any art that you're an actress, so all of your emotions get written off simply because of your career.
Right. And I tell people often stalker, harassment, and never being able to be called my real name is not in my contract anywhere.
Right. Right. I love acting and singing. But I want to be on the other side of it now, writing music, directing, you know, like I told you, I love acting, but from what I'm seeing, I'm not in love with what they're doing now.
It's not the art anymore. Reality
is not
taken over.
It's a whole bunch of likes and followers.
You know, it's so funny.
Instagram.
Hollywood divas, right? Mm-hmm. You did that show, right? Okay, I never watched it. They called me to come in and meet with them. And I said, no. And they said, why? I said, I don't do reality. And they said, oh, it's a show about sisterhood and about women that stick together and that love each other. And they almost got me because they asked me, who would I work with? You were one of the names on my list. You, Char. I said, Keisha Knight Pullman. I said, Reagan Gomez Preston.
Oh, yes.
And what was said to me was, Reagan Gomez would never do anything like this. I said, why? Is it going to be catty? Because I won't do it either. They said, we probably can't get Keisha. And I said, why? Is it going to be catty? And then they wouldn't tell me who else. They said, we'll talk to, you know, we're going to talk to Countess and we're going to talk to Char. And I said, I love them. I would so do it. I said, but I will never do anything that's not positive. And never do anything.
And it started off positive and ended, you know. And I understand that you have to get your ratings. Nobody wants to watch a show where everything is just happy. Why do we look at Love and Hip Hop? Because it's a whole bunch of
drama.
You know what?
But people, and I know it might be in your contract and you can't write it, but people don't understand creative editing. And what they see might not be exactly what happened.
They will make it look like it's so dramatic, and it was just, it was so light of the situation. Yeah. A lot of the stuff is, you know, editing and on the floor.
Like I say all the time, people say, well, I don't understand why you're not working. I said, we got to think about it. They have these new young faces who are making $1,500 a day or $1,500 a week. Why would they call me in when they have to pay me way more than that?
Yes.
And I'm not going to throw a drink. I would never do a show and throw a drink on you. I don't care what you want to pay me. It just ain't
right. And when you get to a point to where you start disrespecting each other, because I love Golden.
Oh,
but towards the end, we had words and, you know, she was just like, she wasn't sensitive to the fact that no matter what Hollywood is going through, I'm going to be there for my dad. And he was already really ill then. He had had two heart attacks. And they wanted me to go out of town. And I'm not knowing, is this the end?
Yeah.
So for her to sit up here and say, you know, through the show, girl, this is a side gig. Girl, I'm not trying to be with you guys all the time. And
what people don't understand is there was probably a producer in your ear. And there was a different producer in her ear, and they're pegging the two against each other. And she might have said something, but they got it on camera. They're going to take it out of content and they're going
to. Yes, baby.
People don't understand that. It's not real. Reality
is not real.
Writers and producers.
So I'm mad that now she has people that are upset with her because they don't know.
Yeah.
We were all tricked.
Yeah. And that's why
producers have to do that in order to get ratings.
And
so, you know, when you sign up for this stuff, You have to be prepared for that.
And they were trying to entice me, just to give you my backstory. They're trying to entice me. It's Candy's husband show. And, you know, he comes from this and it'll be
Bravo.
Yes.
And yeah.
And my old agent was like, well, it'll help you. And they say that it'll keep you relevant. I don't care about being relevant. I never wanted to be famous. I want my money. And
right.
I want to do what makes me happy. I don't know about you, but that's like, did you ever want to be famous or did you just enjoy doing what you did?
I just enjoyed doing what I was doing. My parents never put that pressure on me. Like, mm-hmm. you the breadwinner.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you got to do this or, you know, we won't eat.
Yeah.
No, it was go and have fun. And when you stop having fun, let us know.
And then,
you know, because we got 9 to 5s. We right. came out here for you, but you know, our career, we have careers.
And that's what people don't talk about. And that's why I was like, I refuse to do an interview with you and just talk about the TV shows, because there's so much more to you. And if people want to know you, watching a reality show is not how they're going to know you, but they can get no. to know a piece of you in your heart from here.
Right.
Because it's right. going to be pure.
Yes. Yes.
And it's going to be real women things. Like, I want to ask you, as a woman, right? I'm really disturbed right now with the way America is going for so many different reasons. I'm disturbed.
Black women and black men are divided.
We need
do not like each other.
I want to love my brothers.
I want to love my brothers, too. We're just like.
Yeah. And there's still good men out there.
Yes, definitely.
There are still so many good men out there, unfortunately.
Not to say that I don't like interracial relationships or anything like that, but they're pushing it so much.
Yeah.
In commercials and everything. And that's beautiful. But we got to learn to love each other first before we venture off and love, you know, we're just not getting along.
How do we change that narrative? What can we do? What can we do to change the image publicly?
Well, I mean, Kevin Samuels. Lord.
That's a difficult one, boy. That's a difficult one.
You know what? That situation made me believe that God is a woman.
It's possible.
God is a black woman.
It's possible.
He was like, what he said. You know, he got one more time to talk about. Yeah, no.
So let's talk about the division of the black family. Okay, because there's so much going on. I just learned last night that if a man has a felony of any kind, I never knew this. If he has a felony of any kind and he wants to go back home to his family and the woman is receiving any kind of public assistance, they turn it off if he goes back in house. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But you know what? They knew that because they knew it's going to tear up black families, predominantly black families.
Yeah.
That's why that was said.
Because we have more felonies than anybody else. I just learned
exactly.
that. I had no
exactly.
idea.
All of these rules are to break up the black family.
So look, I'm going to put something on mine and your back, right? We've got to come up with some kind of campaign or some kind of something that, brothers, we love you.
Okay.
We got to do something to try to bring us all back together. And I'm going to say me and you. I'm going to put it on me and you because we brought it up. But 192 Republican senators voted against giving $25 million as emergency fund money to help the formula. Like, you know how there's a formula shortage right now, right?
Yes.
So they say, no, we're not going to sign this bill. We are vetoing this bill for $25 million to help babies eat. But we are going to sign this bill, Roe versus Wade, where women can't have abortions anymore. So the same people that are pro-life right now.
You don't want to feed them.
Right.
But you want them here.
Right.
You don't want to feed them, but you want. Ew, this is a man's world.
Please tell me how that makes sense. Like, I was one of those women who had a really bad pregnancy, and because I was on a lot of medicine.
Did you breastfeed? You didn't breastfeed.
I was unable to. I tried for the first 3 months, but after 3 months, because I had taken so much medicine during my pregnancy and I had so much during my actual birth, I couldn't meet her supply and demand. No matter what I did, I tried the beer, I tried the herbs, I tried the suckling, I tried to meet with a lactation specialist.
But right.
She wanted to eat, and I was only pumping 6 ounces. So I had to.
Girl, what is happening?
And they big. It's not like they didn't. See? There was just nothing coming. I was pumping air. What is a mother's?
And you didn't trust going to one of those places where you get random breast milk. You weren't going to do that.
No, I wasn't. We weren't doing the wet nurse thing. I wasn't asking Mammy to breastfeed my baby. I just wasn't.
Okay.
You don't know what nobody got. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you do these things? And your facial expression. You're like, oh, that little nice and nasty. Look like girl, no ma'am.
It's not even somebody that I know. You know what I'm saying? That bothers me. Right,
like your cousin. Like, girl, I got a girl.
Right. You know, I'm supposed to go to a stranger and let my kid just enjoy somebody else's bodily fluids? That's a lot.
When you say it like that, yeah, it sounds... You always know how to paint a picture.
Sorry.
You were like... Now it sounds so nasty.
But what do we do? Like, there is literally a formula shortage. You're telling women, like, I'm sorry, I'm going to get in trouble because I will fly some women out who need help. I will send you to another state. I will help you.
Yeah, because, I mean, sitting up there looking at a child that you know you don't want. And, you know...
We got enough people here with abandonment issues. We have enough people here with mental issues. We have children here who do not get adopted. And or Black children
are you do not want, and I've talked about it before, where, you know, when I was younger, I had an abortion. I did it by myself.
Am I allowed to use that for the show? I won't if you don't want me to.
You can. Okay. Because it's already, I did it on the other show. I spoke on it.
Oh, I didn't.
It was at the beginning, you know, of the Parkers. And I knew that I couldn't go to a clinic, so I did it at home. Now, I could have died from that.
You did it at home, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about at the time when the Parkers took place. There were many women fighting SAG and AFTRA because they refused to pay for birth control. I was one of those women who used to have to pay $30 a month for my birth control pills. But at the same time, SAG was covering Viagra.
Yes.
Because it was a medical issue. And I can say that when I got pregnant, I could not collect disability, even though I had paid into it for 40 years, because I was 39. I had been paying in a disability for 40 years, but SAG and AFTRA, our union, does not cover pregnancy as a disability. And I was like, well, the disability is because I have an incomplete cervix or she ripped through my cervix. I didn't know which one happened, but I had to have a cerclage and bed rest. So I want to say that I could not get the money that I had put aside for 40 years because I was now pregnant and I needed the help. You were on the brinks of just getting, and I didn't know this when I said this, is not why I brought it up, but you were on the brinks of just getting the Parkers, just booking the Parkers.
Yes.
And you found yourself pregnant.
I would want to say like second episode, I found out. And so I had to, and I was even, you know, talking to the producers, because at the same time, Britney Spears' sister had announced that she was pregnant.
But they would have fired her.
Right.
I wrote you
off. And, you know, in so many words, I didn't tell them I was pregnant, but he kind of hinted, one of the producers, he was like, her show will be off in a minute, and she's white. And sure enough, it was gone. Child, it's a trip. The way Hollywood is, you know, once they are done with you, they are done with you. You know, you That's just the way it is. And you have given your life to them, you know, your career. You've sacrificed a lot. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you know, it is what it is. So
thank God that you're okay. You said you did it at home yourself.
Yes, I sure did. And, you know, I thank God that I was able to have babies afterwards. I was able to have my son and my daughter. But, yeah, it was just like, you know, a panic thing. Like, I have this show on my shoulders. It's successful. Fight or flight. And I went in there and did what I had to do. Now, there was damage where I could not have my babies naturally. But that was all. God stepped in and took care of me. I could have died there. Yeah. Wanted to keep it a secret. And that's what they're going to run into.
People doing,
they are going to have people that are going to do it at home.
Yes.
You know, it's got to affect them to it where people are dying.
Well, that's how it became.
That's what's going to happen.
Place is because women were dying because they were doing backyard abortions at home, using hangers and all kinds of things.
Exactly.
And so,
they're gonna find a lady with a cigarette that's like, "Hey, you got your money."
Oh my God! I don't want it.
Come on in here. Come on in here, real quick. I got you.
That's so inhumane. Like, they're so worried about an inhumane of an embryo, but not the women and the lives that are here or the children that are not being taken care of.
It's going to have to affect their families first.
I applaud you for sharing your story because that's so personal.
But it's not something that I've shared it before on the reality show. Yeah. I just learned that you have to watch what you say about other people or you'll start living it. And I remember when I was 18, I had a friend that had gotten pregnant. And I kind of looked down at her like, Within 2 or 3 months later, I was living her story. So I always learned after that situation to just keep this here. Keep quiet. Stay positive. Drink my water, grow my edges, and stay out of people's business.
I would have drove you far. Please know I'm that friend, okay? Because I know that that has to be such an uncomfortable situation because you don't want to go in there. You don't want them to recognize you. You don't want to have that conversation in that place right there.
Well, you know, you go in there and somebody, while you're knocked out, could be taking pictures of your hoo-ha. You know, they're loud about, you know, what you coming in here for? Oh, you get one of them, you know, somebody else that, you know, they know what you in there for.
You've always been such a beautiful spirit to me. Every time I've seen you, you've always been the exact same person. And
if I'm not that, I'm not coming out. If I know I'm going to be, you know, a grouch, I stay my butt at home because nobody needs that.
Yeah.
We already have enough of those in the world. If anything, I want to add happiness.
How do you stay grounded and how do you stay that very sweet, genuine person in a place and in an industry that's not sweet and genuine?
Family. Just family. You know, and I'm from Oklahoma. That's just that the Southern, those Southern ways come out. You know, and just the things that I learned from my father and my mother. When I was on the show, y'all didn't know. I mean, I still had to do a show and then go to my room at night and wash. I had to wash dishes, make my bed, get off the phone at a certain time.
Yeah.
You guys didn't know that I had a regular life. Away from Hollywood.
Yeah.
My mom wasn't having it.
Yeah,
okay, my mom you make you a little coin, that's cute. But at the end of the day, you
go
know,
you
know.
Need to be,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I got grounded.
It works.
Yes.
You know, it really works. You see it in you. You see it in me. Char, you know, we were on TV, but we still had parents that were behind us where we stayed grounded.
Yeah, we was going to get our ass beat. And I was scared of your mama and your daddy and Shar's mama, just like I was scared of my mama.
Right.
If your mama said, yes, ma'am.
Right. If they felt like, okay, y'all outside and these boys is out here talking ugly. Y'all need to go on up back in. He was like, okay.
I was going to take my butt in the house. Yes.
Right. Right.
A lot of people don't know that you get one job out of 100 auditions, right?
Yes. So, and that's the reason why I used to be mad at T and Tamara's ass. Because I said, you heifers get to go in there twice. If somebody don't get something right, you can give the other one notes. Bitch, I know what this is about. You got two chances. I want a twin. I want a twin, damn it. She can go and give you notes. Oh, I kind of messed up at the beginning, but I think if you punch up this part, we'll get it. Okay.
That is real.
I'll be over there like,
And people never see the struggle. They only see your wins, right? So how do you not take the struggle personally? Because what they don't know is like, there's 100 auditions before we get a job, but we're Black women. So we don't audition every day.
No, and that's what they feel like when they see you on Instagram, that you just wake up in the morning and you have a box of scripts that are by your door and you're reading them and you're like, oh no, this one doesn't work. This one is right. We need to do a movie. We need to write a movie. I know you've done that, directed. So you just, when you think about writing your next project, put your cousin in it.
So let me tell you, there's been some things, right? And people have said, why haven't you worked with Countess yet? Why haven't you put Countess in? I have some ideas, but I want them to be right.
Right.
So I have an idea. And one of the things that I want, and I'm trying to get funding for, it's not funny. I think there's more to you what people have seen.
And I think I need to show another side. You know, you've seen the kooky, crazy Kim bubbly. Yes. Now it's time to really see me do some bad shit crazy stuff.
Okay, so I got some bad shit crazy stuff, right?
Yeah.
So when I call you,
I mean, hair shave.
And I want to be
like a boy.
I want to be able to pay you. I don't want to give you crumbs. So please know, you are high on my list, but I got an idea for you, but it's not what people are used to seeing you do.
Right.
Are you interested in that?
I'm very interested. I mean, I want to be just a prisoner.
But we're going to talk about why you're going to prison. How about that?
Or The Wire. You know, something. I want to be a drug lord. Something that you are just not ready for me. Like, no, she didn't go there.
Yeah, that's what I want from you.
And I did it. You know, they say that our show is cursed.
What do you mean?
The Parkers. Everybody that's been on there has passed away.
Oh, well, Lord Jesus, let me knock on some wood.
Why I've been like, you know, your mom passed. That was on the show.
Oh, I didn't know.
You didn't know that?
No.
The woman.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Susan.
The best.
I was thinking our grandmother on the show was who I was thinking.
No, baby. No, yes. No, Lord.
Yes.
Susan, it's been a lot. I mean, Bernie Mac, Yvette.
Yeah.
Lamont.
Yeah. Yeah. Janelle's still here. You still here. Monique's still here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Mari Morrow's still here. Brian Hooks is still here.
Yes.
I can't even think. You had some of everybody on your show.
That was funny.
You had a
Thanksgiving.
You had a great show.
Oh, that was funny.
Jenna Von Yo is still here.
Yes.
I actually tried to reach out to Jenna at one point. For a job, but she moved away and she was just raising her kids, so she wasn't interested.
Right.
But I did try to reach out to her at one point. Oh, no, you're frozen.
I did, too. We saw each other. We saw each other for a reunion.
You did?
And, you know, it was like old times. I swear, I was spoiled by that set. Yes. To have everybody on there that had been on other shows and just knew how to love.
Yeah. I got to play
and not be jaded.
Yes. I got to play Sticky's girlfriend again on a film.
Really?
And it was amazing.
You like, here, I'm your girl again.
Yes. It was amazing. And they were like, you guys have worked together before. We did the part.
Yes. Child. We just saw you in a movie. It was about a guy and his crazy girlfriend. It's crazy.
Oh, yes. I was like the therapist, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I just saw that.
That is hilarious.
And I was like, Here's my cousin. I'm going to be working with her. I'm going to be seeing her Monday.
So wait a minute. Directing. Okay. So what do you want to direct? Let's make this happen.
It would be they've already done it, but it would just be something like an hour show of us doing skits, different characters.
I would love, I mean, you've already directed me. You helped me cheat. You helped me remember my line.
It's different personalities where, you know, we always see guys act like women. I want to see the women act like guys and these alpha males and these different personalities. You know, it would be us as guys doing a podcast.
Let's make it happen. I've always
been. And just say the dumbest stuff that you could ever imagine about women.
Let's do it.
You know. And just the makeup and everything.
So what if we had like a micro budget or something and it's something that we just did? Would you be down?
Heck yeah. Because I know the players that I would want to be a part of. And I know they would, even if it's, we would Zoom them in, but we would be the ultimate alpha podcast. And we would draw from that Kevin Samuels energy where, you know, I would be the jerk. You would be like the good guy where, you know, you would always be there for your wife and you know everything that, you know, you take care of her, you know, and I'm just an asshole.
Okay, so we manifested it here. You said it. We're going to have a conversation later. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, because guys are always acting like us. They make money off of us all the time acting like us. Martin.
Yes.
Jamie Foxx, now it's time to flip it.
Yes.
We need to be the guys.
Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for being comfortable. Thank you for just talking to me for an hour, because I don't think that people really get to see you do that. They always get to see you do a character that is not the woman that I love.
Right. Well, and you know I love you.
I love you too.
And you know, we got a kiki after this.
Yes, but I have two more interviews tonight.
Okay.
So you ain't even got to go if you don't want to. But I understand I ain't trying to keep you all night. But I really want to make that happen.
Yeah, we need to. Because, oh my God. I want to get on Instagram and call my girl up right now. My little Puerto Rican homegirl. She would make the great. Oh my God.
Call
just
her.
A Puerto Rican guy, just like, I don't know, she's having all my babies. Why can't she cook and clean?
See if she'll do it.
All this at the same time.
I'm down, especially like you can do a podcast like we're doing it right now over Zoom.
Right.
Let's do it.
And we all do our characters.
Let's do it. I'm a straight dude anyway.
Right, me too. I've been wanting to come out. I'm Mac 10 up under here. With my platinum, yes, baby. It's Mac 10 all day.
Look, let's do it. You Mac 10. Yes. Who am I? Ooh, I might be, what's his name, with his fly ass.
Common.
I could be Common.
Oh, you want to be, you giving pimp? Is that what you giving?
I mean, I'm
You want to be flattered?
I mean, I am kind of, you know, like DJ Quick.
Oh, you want to slap a bitch. That is so opposite of you, though. So I would love to see you give that a Cat Williams.
I might be that.
Yes. You could be Cat. Yes, I'm Cedric the Entertainer. I'm gonna be Thug Passion all
day. Y'all hear this, right? Y'all hear this. We're manifesting. You joking?
We're manifesting.
Can I wear my dick in my pants?
Yeah.
I mean, people wear strap-ons all the time, so I just want to grab
Yes, girl. We have to embody all of this. All of this.
I'm down. You think I'm playing? I'm seriously down.
I'm not playing. I will have my cigar and be talking about all these ratchet hoes and how they don't take care of their king. I'm a king.
Don't you know I'm a king? Let's go. Ten toes to the pavement. These bitches need to go get my money.
For sure. Where my food at? You know, all my kids and all my baby mamas need to act accordingly.
Well, you know, it's possible now, like, not to make fun of people because they'll get me for this, but we're no longer mothers, we're birthing people. You know, they're changing the titles to birthing.
I saw that.
So
I'm a birthing person.
Well, can I get somebody else to birth some people for me?
That part.
Barefoot and pregnant in my kitchen. I'll take care of you. I'll go to work. I ain't got no problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it either. Oh, babe, what's going on? How you feeling? Like the whole birth control thing with men, they are not going to remember to take that pill.
Ever.
Ever.
But if they let it come out, I will go get the prescription and put them in their mouth for them.
Yeah.
Maybe take this.
Oh, it's just some candy. It's some new candy. Yeah.
Oh, it don't make you feel good?
I will not be having no baby with your ass.
Look, oh, it makes you throw up? It's okay. Keep taking it.
And there needs to be a plan B. The whole pregnancy thing.
Yeah.
With transgenders. I love them.
Me too.
My sister.
Me too.
I support her. But.
Me too.
I just don't see how they're able to take a uterus and put it in a man.
Let me tell you, I'm all for it. And I think those bitches should have their periods too. Like, if I have to, let me share it with you, boo. Let me show you.
And there is no hating at all. I hate when they feel like, you know, real women are hating on them. At least this one isn't. If you want to share this experience of giving birth, do it.
I had a C-section. I had an emergency C-section. So go ahead and get your C-section, boo.
And get cut from hip to hip.
Yeah. I think after one or two do it, they ain't going to do it no more.
They not.
This shit hurts.
I remember how guys, their pain threshold is just so much different from ours. They can get a paper cut and have to take off from work. Us, yeah.
We got to get up and take care of our kids and do stuff.
In fact, after I had my son, I came back to the show. It should have been 6 weeks later. You know, I was back to work 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And a C-section. C-section is supposed to be longer. What? 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
I was back to jumping off of the stage. Yeah.
And if you
it's Hollywood. They don't have time for that.
Yeah. We need to talk more about that. If that's the kind of stuff I wanted to get into.
Now, yes, Hollywood does not care about pregnancy.
No. No, not at all. They do not have our backs. The insurance doesn't care about it.
They will have you wear a tight girdle while you're pregnant.
Yep.
You're like, I'm 5 months. Here, girl. Won't this hurt the baby? They're pulling the string in the back.
Well, I told you they wouldn't cover birth control, but they covered Viagra for years. Thank God for the woman who got fired, and I'm sorry she got fired, but from Melrose Place, and women like Heather Locklear, who had that voice at the time, who fought for us so that we could get our birth control at $10 a pack. We still had to pay.
Right. Don't you know if we sleeping with you, producer, you don't want a baby after this. So why wouldn't you want to support? See, and we need to do comedy like that.
Yes,
when it comes to
the Black Hollywood versus white Hollywood, right? Like I had come
yes
to Black shows, but we had white producers, right?
Them not wanting us to have our mail, our fan mail.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, or Moesha, I remember them not wanting us. And they tried to make it seem as if it was a safety thing. But oh, no,
I wasn't going to touch
that's control.
Look, I wasn't going to touch. Look, let me turn this off. I wasn't even going to touch Moesha because, you know.
Right.
I came to visit
y'all. But that was them not wanting us to know how big we were. Mm-hmm. You know, the way the world saw us.
Yeah.
That was a control thing. You know, had we known, we would have made a lot of different demands and, you know, done things differently. I had gained weight.
Wait, I'm recording now. Can we back up? Look, I'm going to turn the camera off because I don't start eating pretzels and talking to my cousin. But she started spilling some tea, right? So we're going to clear up a couple rumors. Somebody said that my cousin been bleaching her skin. What is wrong with y'all?
Honey, they look at the show. I always had been put darker makeup on me when I was on, I want to say 227.
They did it to me too.
Right. Because when I saw you, I was like, where is...
Because that's what they did back in the day. We only had fashion.
Yeah.
And they did not make makeup our color. So they would go one or two shades darker. Because they said that if they did our color.
Let's just put it out there. It was always a Caucasian woman that would do your makeup and not know what to do. Mm-hmm. Along with the hair. Because they did not want Black people in the union either.
Mm. Yep. And you have
makeup and hair. They had it, you know, on lock.
Yeah.
So you were either too dark or they make you look like you had a mask. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what to do with our skin, our coloring.
I want to say thank you for the Parkers again, because y'all hair and makeup room was the bomb. That was like one of the first times I was ever able just to walk in and be comfortable.
It was beautiful. Just our whole writing team.
Amazing.
And to see them go on to other shows, you can kind of see that, you know.
But Sarah and Vita, you know, Sarah and Vita at one point were at Family Matters.
Yes.
And we were so sad. Kelly and I were depressed when they left because they were our Black voice.
Right. Oh, wow.
And we lost our Black voice and we had some other Black people on the staff, but they didn't give us our voice. Wow. So Sarah and Vita is like, who kept us with like, yeah, they need somebody in their hair and makeup.
Yes,
that's not the color. That's not how kids dress. Kids don't say that. I love Sarah and Vita.
Yes.
So coming
when
on.
When I went up to them and said I wanted to do a Halle Berry cut, they were like, girl, that's not Kim Parker. Because I wanted to see Kim Parker do something different.
Yeah.
Shave her hair and have. They were like, no. And they were right. You know, give them what they want.
She said they were right. Now, let's clear up these rumors. Are you bleaching?
No. But if I was, I'd let y'all know.
And she would. She don't have
because I would. I tell on myself all the time.
Have you had any
blood injections? Yes. I did that. I went over to Tijuana. 7 or 8 times. And thank you, Dr. Molina. I love you. Anyway, he did that.
Do they stay like after you get the injection?
Yes. Yes, honey. I see some. Do they stay? You probably don't remember my butt when it was.
I've never had a beginner.
Oh, my God, girl, honey. Let me show you around.
Yeah, send me a picture. I've never had a butt, but lately I've been doing some
squats.
But I looked in the mirror yesterday and was like, oh, I got a little bump. I mean, it ain't a big bump, but it's a little bump.
Girl, look at your phone.
Look, just to let y'all know, we have turned off the Zoom. Zoom!
Uh-huh.
I'm going to touch it. You can slap me.
Oh, I'm not stiff either.
But my dreamy
jiggles everything.
You can slap me, but I'm gonna touch it.
That's bad. Yeah.
These are injections.
Uh huh.
So why are women getting BBLs if they can just
when they can lose the weight? Like BBLs is the fat from your stomach, and it's put in your butt. Well, what if you lose that weight? Because I had fat replaced in my leg from when I had broken it, and it was smaller than the other leg. They had to put fat in my calf. Do you know that I lost weight and I have a small leg again?
Wait, what?
Yeah. They took fat from my stomach and put it in my calf.
Yeah.
So that it could be the same size as the other leg. Well, when I lost weight, my leg shriveled back up again.
Is it just one leg or both legs?
One leg.
So they're not even?
No. They were at one time because they did the fat replacement. That's the reason why I have a problem with the BBLs, because they do the same thing too.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know, when you do BBL, does it, if you lose weight, will you lose, you know, all of that back there? Because mine is silicone, you know, on top of the muscle.
So you got
freely in my body.
And it doesn't make, it's not making you sick or anything like that?
Who knows? Maybe that's why I'm coughing now.
Oh, girl. No, look, I was going to say, girl, that's pollen.
I'm playing, but so far I've been pretty good. I have problems with my back, but I think that has to do with my breast.
But your boobs growing. Are yours, right?
The boobs are mine. But the butt is not.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I had to do that. I was like, ooh, because they used to clown me on the show. They'd be like, you a black girl, and Jenna Von Noy's butt is bigger than yours. And she's a white girl.
Butt was bigger than all of ours.
Right, and that used to bother the heck out of me. That used to be the joke all the time.
Really?
All the time. But wait, set.
Can I use this for the show?
Yeah.
Did that really play on yourself? A white chocolate. That's what they used to call it, white chocolate.
White chocolate.
Did that really play on your self-esteem?
It sure did. Wow. It sure did.
I never knew that.
Because I was like, I'm a black girl, and I'm supposed to have a big butt. You know, you fall into these stereotypes. You feel like,
yeah,
I'm supposed to have this. And it didn't happen. And then you see all the attention that she would get for having it. I mean, yeah, they would lose their mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, ass is everything. Look at this.
I mean, I remember them talking about white chocolate. And then I remember there was a scene where her and I went shopping, right? And you see us walk out. And I remember people saying, damn, but I never really cared what anybody said. So I never, I was like, yeah, damn, she do got a big ass. You know what I mean? She do got a big ass. She got a big ass thighs to go with it too.
Think about you hearing it every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day.
So question, talking about Hollywood and your body, were you self-conscious about?
Yes, I was. Absolutely. And I get mad at myself because I was a lot smaller when I was on Moesha, and they made me the fat kid back then. You know, the jokes, even the first episode, you know, they said, you know, I forget what the line was, but I said, oh, it's baby fat. And what's the name goes, no, it's fat baby.
Dang. And you know so what? I never noticed, Countess.
Uh-huh.
Like, but I also didn't, in all fairness, you know, I didn't know that Maxine was dumb. So Tasha told me that after, Char told me that after Family Matters was over. She was like, yeah, boo, you was dumb, and so was Niecy. We was dumb. We was all dumb. I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah, Kim too. We all was like, huh. And then they had the nerve to put us all on one show. Like, here's the dummies.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just thought we were still.
Did Char tell you she took me on a date once to Peanuts?
No.
We were wanting to know what it was like to go in there. And so she went to wardrobe and put on an Adidas suit and combed her hair back like she was Antonio Banderas. She was my date for the night at Peanuts, girl.
You know, yeah, I went in
as a couple. Baby, she's mean.
I went with Shaheen Franklin. He took me so that I could see
her. She was very abusive in our relationship. I wanted to break up like 2 hours. She was really mean to me.
She made you go
she was abusive. She was abusive. I couldn't walk away and get a drink.
She was like,
I couldn't dance with anybody else. She was just really unfair.
She was probably protecting you.
Yeah, but I wanted to have fun. You know me.
Yeah, you were me. So do you know who I saw when I was in there? I saw somebody from the Parkers. I was in there with Shaheen Franklin. I won't say a name. But he walked in and he looked at me and he was very uncomfortable. And I was like, hey, how you doing?
But we had fun. Oh, we had fun in there. Oh, we had a ball. She put that Adidas suit on, and that bitch lost her mind.
She turned into Ike.
I was like.
So look, there's a very famous female rapper, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was my date to the Players Club premiere party.
For real?
And this female rapper was in there, and it was around, you know, our time.
Uh-huh.
And I was tipping one of the strippers because I knew her. It was my homegirl, my homegirl Christina, right? I was just tipping her. And the rapper goes, yeah, you like that? And I was like, yeah, you're going to pay her too. You know, I was goofy.
Oh,
and,
God.
And the rapper kept telling me to come back to her hotel room. And I was like, okay. She was like, Shaw was like, you ain't going nowhere. I was like, what? See. She said, don't you know? I said, oh, I didn't know. And you're so pretty. She was so pretty. See. She had all this long, pretty hair. And she was so, and she was like, Cherry, you're just missing it all.
Just, oh, Lord.
I was missing it all. And she just had a very famous wedding to her girlfriend. And I missed it all, but she's still so, like, if I saw her today, I'd be like, you're so pretty. I love you. You're sitting in my car.
You just missed it. You always miss the things. We have to explain the stuff later.
Yeah,
that would be you, Cherry.
Yeah, I missed it.
We have to explain stuff. We always have to have a bathroom moment with you.
Because I don't get it.
Come here. Come on. You know what's happening right now? Do you know what she just did?
No.
That was flirting. Right. You would have to do that.
No, because I'd be like, hi, how are you? I'm not so funny anymore.
Now she's extra. Now she's going to think you like her. See, you talk too much. You just so friendly.
That's what Vicky told me earlier, that I needed to learn to shut the fuck up. I said, okay, I'm going to learn. But you know, 40, I'm a lot different than I used to be. I'm more quiet now, believe it or not. Not to you.
Right.
Not to you.
I'm quiet now, too. I'm more of a listener. And I think I learned that from my dad. Just me wanting to capture every moment with him. Now I'm just... I'm the student. I want to absorb everything. I want to learn everything.
I'm more standoffish than I used to be, too. I think I was, like, very friendly and, like, hugged everybody and loved everybody. And now I really can serve.
Being a mommy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's that mama bear. It's like, wait a minute, what is this now? You know, you just don't want your precious babies to get in any type of environment that's not cool. So it's that thing where you observe more now, you know?
I've cut a lot of people off. Mm-hmm. Not in a mean way, but like, I just don't want dysfunction or anything that's not conducive to her growth around her. Okay.
Right. Oh, yes.
I didn't get that before.
Huh.
So you have older children. Let's end this because I'm going to let you go because I will hold you hostage as long as you let me. But before you go, can you give me, I still have baby. Can you give me a motherhood advice?
Girl, no. I mean, I'm being real. I mean, I tell my kids, I'm learning right along with you. You know, my job is to protect you, feed you, you know what's on your mind, you know, be a friend, but then not be a friend, you know, set up the boundaries. But I don't know what I'm doing.
I love the fact that even, I don't think any of us know what we're doing, and we're all growing and learning as we go. I tried my best to keep mine off the internet because I thought that was my way of protecting her. It ended up, she wrote a book. Now she begged for a YouTube channel. And they're like, they're holding her too close and too tight. But I want the mean people to leave my kid alone.
Right. Oh, you can't protect him from that. Yo, you can only, my son, I took some ugly pictures a long time ago, and my baby had to fight some kids in the bathroom because they had seen pictures of me. You know, they were racy pictures, know, and they were able to make a copy, but he held his own, honey. He took them in the bathroom and he handled it.
How old was he? Because mommy got some
racist. I want to say he was like 13, 14. Oh. And you know how people are.
Yeah.
I mean, kids, they hear their parents, and my son did what he had to do. But on both sides of that, it totally stopped my whole little, you know, I'm going to show them women's empowerment, and I'm a thick woman, but I'm going to wear a G-string. I had to think, you know, there's a domino effect to this. And even though I have a message out there, and, you know, they were classy pictures. I wasn't all sprawled out looking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, no okay. different from Beyonce when she's on stage. It was very classy.
Well, you are.
But I didn't like the fact that my son had to fight.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Or, you know, I had to get into that because it's something that I did. So it made me tone down, you know, what I was doing. Now I get out there, I show a little something every now and then. But I want to be behind the scenes like we were speaking on. So that's what it's about now, is speaking this into existence, this whole alpha male pod show that we're going to do.
Let's go.
Amen.
Let's set a date and let's just go for it.
Yeah, because enough about speaking on it. It's about action. And I can be a procrastinator.
Okay, so we'll put a date on it.
Yeah, that's what you're in charge of.
Okay.
Is whenever you see me with my ADD procrastinating or, you know, just going off the... Be like, come on back, mama.
But you don't. You're uber professional. You were 10 minutes early. I felt bad that I couldn't click over. So I'm dead serious. I don't know if it's going to be like unscripted, scripted. I'm going to hit you probably like tomorrow because I have another interview tonight. And then I'm going to be like, what is your vision?
Yeah, because there's a, and I want to get you in touch with this, I don't know. She's an actress. I know she's written a book. But her little skits that she does, I fall out from them. I mean, the way she can act like a guy and just her misogynistic personality, it is just the best. Just how she puts the things together. You know, of how, you know, these guys are horrible. Her character is just...
Courtney, the producer of my show, can cut it. He cuts the podcast. See how I just volunteered him? Because he's going to cut this, so he'll find out when he's editing this for us. Let's do it, dude.
Yeah, we got to. Because I want us to be able to show you know, a mirror of what they look like, or how you know how we
and how they sound,
see them, and yeah. how they affect us.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm down. I'm down. I'm there. Let's put
need,
it on TV.
Who's going to be a? We need somebody that is going to be a Kevin Samuels.
You.
One that'll just look at you.
What does he say? Hey, you ain't hardly a six.
You ain't hardly a six. Shut up. Move. Let me see what you, girl, if you don't knock it off.
I love the clip that
now,
you
what is it?
The clip
he's always irritated with you. What?
The clip that you sent me, though, where the girl caught him up, where she was like, so you're a high value man? You've been divorced?
Yeah.
I laughed so hard.
He had to, he thought about it like, okay, well, yeah. And you're single. So what is that about? She couldn't, he couldn't take it.
No, and it was greatness. Thank you, Countess, so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I love you so much. And please come back.
Love you, love you.
And tell them they need to look out for the podcast.
You need to look out for the podcast because we are going to do our version.
Yes.
Of the guys that we have seen, the different characters. So be ready.
Yes.
Be ready to meet these fellas on this podcast because they something else.
What up, Cherry? Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's world. Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's world. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's world. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's world.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.